Title this morning is Gifts from the Heart, or Gifts of the Heart. Those are what you feel when you take a breath, when you settle in, when you settle down. Every year, for the last 20 years, or since I've been involved in ministry, I interact with the holiday stories. That's part of my job. But I have something I do with them. I try to sit with each of them and find one thing new that speaks to me that year. What did I say last Wednesday was? Do you remember? The end of Hanukkah. Where were we last year? Let's hear it. At a good as Israel in the synagogue. Where did we celebrate Christmas Eve? Let that be a moment of notice in your life. There are very few people who are in the Unitarian Universalist congregations who get to say that. Or who celebrate a Christmas Eve service where the rabbi tells the story. That's where we were. And in this month where our theme is gratitude, I want us to hold that up, that theme of gratitude. I went into my folder and I had this photo. And it's actually 2 years ago, so it's the year before we were in the synagogue. And it's Rabbi Phil Cohen and Mimi Kaufer, and they're telling about Hanukkah. And they say, it's dark, it's winter, let's bring God into the world. We share that theme in common. That's the way Phil said it. And the other thing, 2 years ago in the photo, Phil looks a lot different. I need to tell you that and I asked him if I could tell you this, he's lost 35 pounds. So if you see him, and I texted him and he said, sure, you can make me the poster child for weight loss, but why do you want to use my picture? Well, it's this piece, and he says, here's what he says about Hanukkah, and this is the new thing that I found in the holiday. He says, the holiday celebrates events that took place 21 centuries ago in the Holy Land. Greeks ruled Jerusalem. And there's a similarity to the story we're hearing about South Africa, too. Greeks ruled Jerusalem in those days, and they tried to force the Jews to worship Greek gods. But a small band of Jews fought against the Greeks and eventually drove them out of the Holy Land. It was a rebellion of a small band that beat them, but they came back to the temple in Jerusalem, and it was all broken up. And when they tried to light the temple's menorah, they found only enough olive oil for one day. But the one-day supply miraculously burned for 8 days, giving the Jews enough time to prepare more oil under the conditions of ritual purity. Anyway, Phil goes on to tell you that all of that business about the miracle and the oil is just an addition to make it connect to light and the holidays and how that all works. But nonetheless, it's important, and it was put in there. And what it says was one day supply they thought they had, so they found this little vial of oil. And then, miraculously, it was enough for 8 days. It wasn't enough forever, you know? What kind of miracle is that? But it was 8 days. And what were those 8 days? It was time to do things. It was time to settle in. That's the new thing I noticed. It was time to regroup and recover themselves. They got to make the oil in the way they're supposed to be making it. It's sort of like baking cookies out of grandmother's recipe and taking the time to do that in the middle of December craziness, or to sit down and just be with yourself. They got time to get it together. They got time to recover themselves. They got just what they needed to begin to carry forward. And that's what the miracle says to me. And for me to get that in this day and age, that's a personal miracle. Whenever I get that time to recover myself, that gift to recover who I am. So what we're going to do right now is you're going to get that gift for yourself. So sit there a minute and think, what would that gift be if I could have it right now that I need to recover myself? Just see what comes to mind. And what I want you to do is turn to your neighbor so that everybody, we're all in pairs. Now what's going to happen is there will be an odd number somehow, but don't feel left out. There's another odd number somewhere, and look for them. So just turn and pair up. See if we can do that. Just turn and get somebody as your partner. And whoever doesn't have a partner, raise your hand. Doesn't have a partner. You don't have a partner, Ashley? I bet. Huh. Don will help you. Anybody else? Okay. Now look in your order of service. Look in your order of service and find your little card. My card says well-being. Oh, I didn't put it there. So hang on a second. I know you're unwrapping presents, but okay, take your card, and now as we sing, from you I receive, to you I give, if Catherine's still here, we're going to be singing that, and hand that card to your partner, and they'll hand you theirs. So hand them the card, and just sit with that. Let's sing. You I receive, to you I give. Together we share. Who can I share with? This we live. I've got well-being. Anybody want to trade? I receive, to you I give. Oh, thank you. Share, and from this we live. From you. Did most of you get what you need? Yeah. Thank you. Vicki.
When we started planning this morning's service, Gifts of the Heart, to me it brought to mind the story of the Grinch, specifically the Ron Howard movie that came out a few years ago, one of my favorites. The story is all about how the Grinch hated Christmas because his heart was two sizes too small. As a child, he loved Christmas, but others made him feel like an outsider, and so he moved up on a nearby island where he could be alone and hate Christmas. Well, every Who down in Whoville liked Christmas a lot. And the Grinch was not the only one who had doubts about what Christmas had become. Little Cindy Lou Who felt that the town was more focused on the presents and the food and the decorations. She watched her family and everyone getting all crabobbled as they rushed to buy the perfect gift and to have the best decorations. To her, it seemed that Christmas had turned into a competition. She tried to talk to her parents about it, about how she felt, but they were so focused on having the perfect Christmas that they replied that gifts is what Christmas is all about. She wanted things to change, so she did something she felt showed true Christmas spirit. She invited the Grinch, a creature the whole town feared, to their jubilation and invited him to be cheermeister. When things did not turn out well, she was accused of ruining Christmas. Her reply was that she just wanted everyone to be together on Christmas. And the Grinch went back up on his mountain, more unhappy than ever. It's interesting to me that a small child could understand more clearly than the adults that Christmas is about the people and not the trimmings. She knew the true meaning of Christmas, and they had forgotten. As for the Grinch, he was determined to ruin their Christmas. That night he took his sleigh down to the village and packed up all the gifts and the feast and the decorations and took them all back to the top of the mountain. And then he waited for morning to come and for all the Who's in Whoville to wake up and discover that Christmas was gone. But what he heard that morning was the sound of who's gathering together to sing a Christmas song. The Grinch realized that despite all his efforts, Christmas had still come, and that they didn't need the presents and the feasts and the decorations to make it so. They just needed to be together. The kindness of one small girl had changed the hearts and minds of everyone in the village. And she'd also changed the Grinch because as he saw the who's all celebrating the true meaning of the Christmas season, his heart grew 3 sizes that day. So in this season of anticipation and celebration, we all need to remember the lessons learned that day. We don't need to find the perfect gift or get the lowest price or have the most beautifully decorated house to have a wonderful Christmas. What we need is to be with friends and family and to celebrate our own traditions. For our family, that is especially true this season. A trip to Texas for our son's graduation means not every room in our house will be decorated. I'm dealing with it. And there'll be fewer gifts under the tree. Because for us, this year is all about being together and celebrating our family traditions. So I urge you not to get all crabobbled this year. It's not about the perfect gift. It is about kindness to others and generosity of spirit, which, of course, is the true meaning of gifts of the heart.